It is Friday. It is time to welcome Myra as a part of the back into the studio from Citizen Advice Bureau after a busy week, Myra.
Yes, a very busy week. Good morning, everybody. And the title is, on our group, we did put, you know, a residency in Brexit, what do we know? We're not saying, so people don't say that we know everything, because we don't.
Right.
So that was the title for this programme. What do we know?
952-78-4000 with your questions. 952-78-4000, studio@tre.radio. If you want to WhatsApp me or a question for Myra, +34 645 99 67 95. So, residency, what do we know? We caught up with each other, didn't we, midweek at the seminar.
I think, and for that, I think I should make a statement about what CAB is. Citizens Advice Bureau, just like the Citizens Advice in the UK, is an independent, impartial association, registered charity. We don't owe allegiance to governments in UK, governments in Spain, our British representatives in Spain. We owe our allegiance to our citizens. And for that reason, and we have always based everything we talk about, or all the advice we give, on fact, with the information that we have at hand, usually laws or agreements. So I just wish to say that we will stand up. We stood up and made front pages, and we didn't mean to, challenging the ministry.
For those who don't know, because it was the British Ambassador Simon Manley was taking part in a seminar in midweek and made a statement about, just refresh my memory what it was about, Myra, so that you can, you know, we can say what it was about.
He was talking about the residence rights.
Yeah, that was right.
He gave a guarantee that all residents who are registered here will be able to update to the new residency card.
Yeah.
There are no guarantees. I have to stick to that because we can't do PR exercises and let everybody think everything's going to be hunky-dory. I am on the ground personally. CAB is on the ground in the field. We know what actually goes on. So what goes on up in the higher echelons is not what's going to happen down here. And of course, my main, I was actually criticized for actually giving information from the withdrawal agreement because yes, we're waiting for a new royal decree, but what do they have to base it on? The withdrawal agreement.
Yeah.
They cannot make it harder than the withdrawal agreement, but they can stick to the withdrawal agreement. And of course, the thing that our government representatives in Spain did not bring up at that seminar, that there are conditions, and then I was critiqued for bringing up that there are conditions.
Right then, we've got calls in already. 952-78-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
Good morning, Giles. Good morning, Myra. It's Gray.
Good morning, Gray.
Good morning. I've got the small green residencia that says Permanente on it.
Okay.
And I did mine after my wife and my daughter, who have the A4 form, which is green, which is the residencias. Do they? But I can't see any mention of Permanente on that.
Okay. Great. Don't worry. It doesn't have to have that. They're automatic permanent residents after 5 years of legal residence in Spain. So it doesn't have to have that. It's a bit late to try. A lot of people have been trying to, including the embassy, which was encouraging people to update those, to say that. Why? Because they do have an inkling that there can be problems when you take when we update these, but at the moment it's really a bit late. You don't need that. If you have any problems, we're going to say contact us or contact your embassy if you have problems post-Brexit updating that. Nothing to worry about. They're legal residents. They're permanent residents, sorry, as well as legal.
Can I just ask one more very quick question?
Craig?
Go for it, Gray. With regards to driving licences,
Everybody's been encouraged.
No,
everybody's been encouraged to change them. No, this is just driving license and many other issues that we're going to be hit with because the preparation, there hasn't been time. Remember, Britain still hasn't, the British government still haven't decided if they want a hard or soft Brexit or no deal or deal. So that doesn't leave the Spanish knowing because we could have another 2 years. Once the agreement is ratified, then we know we have 2 years. if there is an agreement, if they go along with it, then we have 2 years, right. And the Spaniards have 2 years to be able to sort out. If it's a no deal, we're just out. So people are desperately trying to change their Spanish license. Yes.
I got stopped last week by the Guardia. They said, you're resident and you're on a British driving license. I said, well, it's a European license.
Can I interrupt you there just to save time? If you've been here 5 years, the Spanish protocol in 2013 said that you should change it. Well, besides the protocol after 2 years, so that's why they could fine you.
Right, okay. Okay, that's great. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Have a good weekend, Greg. Good to hear from
you. Thanks, and you, John.
952-784-4000. If you've got any questions for Myra about residency and where we are at the moment, Myra.
Right, I have to stick to what I spoke about at the seminar. And what I spoke about at the seminar is the no deal and the deal. Not only took this from the withdrawal agreement, also took it from the Moncloa website. And there they give us no guarantees that everything's going to be hunky-dory. What they say is if there's no deal, we will have to register or update under the foreigners regime. This is not the EU directive of freedom of movement, which gives us all that with minimum resources. The fact that I brought up the difference with the minimum resources needed for EU and non-EU upset a few people, but it's fact.
Well, because people are worried about the fact they're going to need 10,000, 20,000.
Well, we're not saying that's going to happen, but I think it's important that we know everything. We register our minimal resources, or maximum, actually, because they can't ask for more, but they do in reality, is 5,400, whereas 25,000 for a non-EU. I'm not scaremongering. We're not known to scaremonger, but we're 2 weeks, what are we, two, not even 2 months, 7 weeks off the...
And about, what was it, 50-something or maybe 40-something days off now?
Yes,
yeah.
And people are ringing us up all the time. And please do ring your embassy if you're worried. They're there. They're going around giving seminars. Call them. And your consulates.
952-784-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your question for Myra, please?
Hi. My husband is South African, and he's resident in Spain. He's on my British, you know, the fact that I'm EU. Do you have any idea what will change with that?
Yes, there's the same rules that apply to us will apply for your husband.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So that's if you've got a spouse, a partner?
Who's non-EU. He's already been accepted here. So the same rules. The withdrawal agreement stresses that this agreement is in place for you and your spouses.
Right.
Even your spouses who you might not have brought over yet. By rights, you should be able to bring them in after the Brexit date, as long as you can prove that you've had a stable relationship with them, that you are with them. Of course, what I didn't get, because we only had 10 minutes at the seminar, is that the lucky ones who are married to Spaniards or married UK nationals that are married to Spaniards, married to other EU nationals, they're going to carry on basically as they are now.
Right. So if I'm married to a Spanish woman or a French woman or something,
if you've got your TIE, which is the card we're going to have under the Article 10 of the Freedom of Movement Law, better say it that way. You're entitled with that card to travel around Europe or with your husband, which is Freedom of Movement. We're losing that. They will have that. So it's time to get married. If you're going to, make sure it's not a UK national. We're not good bet anymore.
So it's very much... Remember the movie Green Card with Gerard Depardieu? It's going to be very much like
could
that.
Could be, couldn't it? I can imagine businesses setting up. Am I giving people ideas? But then you see, if it says quite clearly in the agreement... You see, I have read the agreement since published way when it was first... drafted, and then I read it when they put the citizens and rights in green, and I read it when it's clear with the citizens' rights no longer in green. The green was that it was accepted. And you see, if you want to know about residency by law, you must read the withdrawal agreement, and then that directs you to certain articles, and that's where the conditions are. That's why there are conditions. We're not just going to say, here's my card. We could do, I can't say we can't, but I cannot see the Spanish administrative officers or the government, whatever they put in their royal decree, allowing us to just go in with our green card and say, just change it for the TIE. There are conditions. Why wouldn't they use it? There are permanent residents. We're going to be a little bit easier, so, you know, security test, criminality. But we can be asked for documents. It's all quite clear. And I think it's we can't defraud people. We have to say it as it is. It's not scaremongering. It's get prepared totally with everything. There are people I know that are working, enough income. But there are a lot of people that are not, you know, they may be unemployed now. We have to say to them, get registered as seeking employment to safeguard your rights.
952-78-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
Yes, hello. Good morning. My name's Terry. I'm from Calpay. Myra, excuse me, I think I'm one of the sort of nightmare cases. I've lived here more than 25 years, completely under the radar, and now I don't know quite what to do. I'm past retirement age, and I don't have a pension, so I've got no proof that I've got an income coming
in. Such a shame, because and the reason, I've been misquoted in a certain newspaper today, because I said people live under the radar. I said for tax reasons. That's one thing I never say. I say people live under the radar for many reasons. And, of course, when you first came, you didn't have to do, you did, you have to do, but they weren't strict on doing this residency thing. And then when the freedom of movement law came in, was transposed into domestic law here in 2007, before that, it was the fact that a lot of the officers, this is what worries me, said, no, you don't have to have a residency permit. No, you didn't have to, but you had to register. All I can say is, so, and also, if you'd been, have you been on the Padron for 10 years at least?
No, nothing whatsoever. Completely don't exist. That's the trouble.
Okay, so I think you should contact us privately, because if you had been on the... You see, 10 years, 20, you're entitled to a non-contributory pension if you'd been on the Padron for at least 10 years and had your residency card, even if it's just 2 years. So there's no way you can take your residency out now, showing your income.
No, I haven't got any income as far as they're concerned. I've been working here on the black, as some of the other expats have been doing.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do contact us privately, because we have another card up our sleeve to try and help people like you.
Listen, let me thank you on behalf of all the listeners, because you do great work.
And thank you. We do it for you, not for anybody else. We do it for the citizens. Please do contact us privately as soon as you can.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And they can Charles as well. Bye-bye.
No problem at all. They can find you on Facebook and all those sort of things.
Yeah, and the Citizens Advice Bureau page, and they'll find how to contact. We've been trying to tell people who are not registered. I care for the citizens. If not, I wouldn't be a volunteer for citizens. I wouldn't have founded citizens. I care about citizens. I don't care about bureaucracy, and I don't care about... I just don't. I never have. And that's why. And I think if I wasn't like this, I wouldn't be fighting for your rights.
But there are. I mean, there was a time when people came over. And I remember when I came over in the mid-80s, excuse me, that, you know, everybody was on the black and everybody was under the radar, and you didn't want to put your head above the parapet.
All know that you were under the radar, did you, though? Because people, have been a bit ignorant to travelling.
Yeah.
Even when I came visiting in 1970, I didn't think about this sort of stuff. I didn't live here, but I didn't think about, you know, we still could come in and out, being from the UK.
952-78-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
Yeah, good morning. It's Sharon Alicante.
Good morning, Sharon.
Yeah, morning. So we could then all end up with having to earn 25 grand a year each. And and no pension rises in private health. I'll tell you what, they're so scared.
Well, don't be scared. This is the sort of thing, I think we need to know reality. This is because, let's see what the Royal Decree says, because it said under no deal, which I'm hoping, and I really... People say that, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, but I really feel at the last hour that they're going to agree. Make an agreement. It's the usual political. But this, are you a pensioner?
The thing is, Myra, that yes, I am. They're not going to want us all to go back and put on their systems, are they?
Put in the UK?
Yes.
Yes, but it's not the UK's choice. It's Spain. Neither does Spain want you to go back. What people must realise is that I'm not saying that we're going to lose our rights. Our rights are protected under the withdrawal agreement, but that we're all prepared, so that you're prepared. You've probably got your pension. You've got everything in place.
Can I just ask about the pension rises? I have got a point to make that might be of interest to people.
Yes.
I haven't got information. It's more a question. That the state pension rises, a few months before last year, the Sunday Times did a projection of what we would lose if we didn't get our state pension rises. And it was going to be quite a lot of money, because I thought, oh, it's just a few quid a year. It's nothing. I can cope with that. But over 10 or 20 years of retirement, it was going to be a lot of money.
Yes.
Now, what I... Under the current system in the UK, this cannot be so reciprocal, because the UK only has 81 Spanish pensioners, and Spain has the UK pays our pension rises, and Spain has a different pension rise system for the Spanish pensioners. But what I have heard is that there is talk of them doing away with the triple lock for all UK pensioners.
This is a question really for the embassy and your consulates. They were talking about this. They were talking about this at the seminar again. Obviously, I'd rather let them deal with that because it's their department. But basically, what they're saying, if we've got a deal, there's no reason why they can't uprate your pensions, because they do for other countries. And I know they do for at least 8 other non-EU countries. But again, now, you see, they've been sidestepping. The British government, we've had conflicting information. Well, there was a year ago when they guaranteed you your health care and your pensions and the uprate of your pensions. Now I'm hearing different stories, so please contact your Simon Manley would be a good person to try and contact at the embassy.
That would have to be by email, wouldn't it?
Well, I would try every way possible.
Because,
phone
I'll
calls,
tell you what,
emails.
We know an awful lot of people. We're okay. We know people who are good on the internet. I'm not particularly good on the internet. Okay. But we know people out here that won't even have a mobile phone because they just don't know anything about technology.
Try and get together. And there was one of the consuls, Charmaine, at the seminar asking for people's emails. So I'm presuming she's going to keep them in touch with the...
You.
Okay. Sorry, I can't.
Oh, and Myra, are your bank details, not your personal ones, are CAB's bank details the same as they were 2 years ago?
Yes.
A year ago.
Yes, they're on the website. Thank you.
I will be contributing, no problem.
Yes,
thank
and
you.
It's not a must, you know, it's not an obligation.
But as the previous guy has said, you're wonderful, the whole lot of you. So
thank you
so
for those kind words.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for the call in, Sharon. Going to be back with more after this.
TRE. Voice in Spain. Talk Radio Europe.
At Dream Garden, our landscape projects are renowned for exclusive design, where each element combines effortlessly with its surroundings, providing a sense of peace and tranquility. Each product is therefore unique and can combine with swimming pools, waterfalls, or ponds, transforming your garden into a sanctuary. Our designs range from Mediterranean and Japanese styles to minimalist and modern. Dream Garden also specialise in garden and pool maintenance for both private and community gardens. To see some of our projects or find out about our garden maintenance services, go to dreamgarden.es or call 610 502 623.
Jet2 Holidays, the UK's second largest tour operator, currently has fantastic opportunities for resort and airport reps to join their overseas operations team right here in Spain. Offering in-depth training, local employment contracts, and an open and friendly atmosphere to progress your career. Help us to create memories for our all-important customers and apply today at jet2careers.com.
Welcome to the North African-inspired Barbary Restaurant aboard the luxurious five-star superyacht hotel Sunborn Gibraltar. Open for breakfast, lunch and dinner, the Barbary Restaurant offers an upscale dining experience serving Mediterranean fusion, North African-inspired and British classic cuisine. Rich in flavour using spices from the Barbary Coast. Book your table today on 00350 200 165 00 or email bookings@sunborngibraltar.com.
Talk Radio Europe.
Your voice in Spain.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
John Brown.
Let's talk.
8 minutes to 12 is the time for the next 8 minutes. At the end of the show, we're going to be speaking about residency, where we stand with Citizens Advice Bureau's Myra Azzopardi. Myra, we were just chatting a little bit off air about, non-contributory pensions.
Yes.
Because people may not realise
their entitlement.
You may not realise, listeners, that you're entitled to some money.
Yes, and that's gone up. So with the 14 payment, it basically works out, sometimes more than a British pension, I think, nearly 468, something like that, a month. And that's for not contributing at all. That's because the state will look after its elderly if they end up here without a pension.
And that's but you've got to be on the padrón.
You've got to be on the padrón for 10 years.
Yeah.
In Andalusia, the law is slightly different, but it's no point giving you what the law says because you could be have been a resident anywhere in the EU, but they're not going to go for that. Because this is what I keep saying. There's one thing in what the law says, another thing what happens when it comes down to administrative level.
Yeah.
So anybody who is in that position, have been, our residents have been on the padrón for 10 years, do not have an income, can go and apply to their servicios sociales, social services will help them.
Another thing that you mentioned, and my ears pricked up because I'm like that, is criminality. So if I've got a couple of traffic fines or I've been done for drunk driving or anything like that, is that going to affect me?
No, apparently the traffic, this sort of thing doesn't. But again, it's not that they can say, look, you've actually got this, you did this in the UK in such and such a date, you're going to have to go. You know, you could fight if they came up with reasons why you should not be here. It'd have to be something quite serious. But I believe in the UK that your criminality check now, that everything's on there, whether you've been, whether you were innocent or not. It's just all, there's no more of this. I heard, and I've been reading, trying to find out. So people would be concerned a little bit about that. A few of the naughty ones will be concerned about the... Again, Spain and the royal degree can say, forget that, just here's your card.
Yeah.
But then again, they've got to base it on something, the royal decree, and I would think, as they've mentioned on their Moncloa website, they have mentioned the withdrawal agreement, and it's no good people saying, or anyone saying, guaranteed. There is no guarantee. It says there, it actually says two, deal and no deal. One under the foreigners regime, that's a totally different law. This is where the 25,000 comes.
Yeah.
This will be happening to the Brits that will come out post-Brexit, post-transition period, if we have it, unless there's a special disposition for us. At the moment, Moncloa is saying under the foreigners regime.
Yeah, and obviously Moncloa is a very good website. I've checked it out myself.
Yes.
Clear, incisive.
It is very clear, isn't it? It's brought it all down to simple terms.
Indeed.
And the deal, that they talk about the deal, but of course they say, they actually say, you've got to read things clearly. You can't just read the sentence and go, oh, look, we can change our cards. Read when they say that this is under the conditions. They don't say even, I think they may do, under the withdrawal agreement. The withdrawal agreement has conditions. So can correct me all I want. Anybody can correct me all they want, but I have to stand by what's written.
Also, I've got a thing. This is coming in on studio@tre.radio, which says, please mention that Citizens Advice Bureau petition needs to be signed. Citizens Advice Bureau petition is short of...
funds. Oh, signatures.
Signatures.
Yes.
Yes.
We've got 41,000 over now on our group. We've got 20,000 and yet we've got under 8,000 signatures in nearly 6 months. So the message we're giving to the British government is we do not want any funding. We're fine here because people just won't sign.
What's the petition? Sorry.
We sent a petition asking, especially with Brexit in mind and without that, because we've been helping before Brexit on the same issues, residency, healthcare, pensions. We asked the British government on a petition to collaborate with us. They sent an answer back saying, no, we declined that, but why don't you ask for funding? How embarrassing now that they've suggested we ask for funding and we can't get the signatures. We've only got till the 20th of March.
Right, so go onto the Facebook page, sign the petition.
Otherwise, I've put that I'm going on strike.
Oh, blimey. And that will really get things going. Just a quick question. How long, if you haven't got residency, you're listening now and you're thinking, blimey, it's the 8th of February. If I apply, if I go down to get my paperwork together and go down to my National police station tomorrow, Monday.
Yes.
I mean, how long would we look?
There's some places that people can't get appointments before March 29th.
Right.
Estepona would be one where appointments will likely not be. And contrary to what the Brits in Spain website, the Consul said, I'll bring this up now. Contrary, it's on video there with Simon Manley and his consul saying to go to the Policía Local twice. You do not get your residency at the Policía Local. It's a Policía Nacional. And also to tell you that you can do it in any town in your region. That's not the case. I'm sorry, but I have to, because people will be charging off to the Policía Local. You do it at the Policía Nacional.
We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your question for Myra, please?
It's just that if you go to the police station, you now have to do it online. There's no facility at the police station. It has to be done online.
You're talking about your... Is this John?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh,
Mara,
great, John. Nice.
Yeah, at Point Grove, there's
two to
3 weeks waiting.
2 to 3 weeks, so that's not as bad as some places, John. That's good to know.
Okay, a way around it, not strictly correct, is that you apply in the area where you are living or staying. So somebody I know went to Marbella, where they got the appointment for the next day, and I said to them, say you're staying in Elsford Hostel or whatever, and then they would do it. They didn't. They said they were staying in Mijas, and they refused, obviously, to give it.
Yes, of course.
They said they were staying in Mijas. Only in Marbella, just one night even. They don't ask how long.
Yes.
They could have done it. I know it's twisted the system, but it
John,
helps sometimes.
With what's happening now, I think we have to thank you for coming in and saying that, and let's continue to collaborate as we are
and
on.
Other hostels,
other hostels are
available, John, by the way,
and
not just
also, Elsie. Yeah, and as John said, be careful. I should bring it up. He brought this up last week, the Padron. Though it's not correct that they're removing you without asking you first.
Yeah.
Please make sure you're still in the Padron, because I think even John was removed, and I mean, he's a long-time resident.
We've got a minute and 30 to go, Myra, so just quickly, residency, where are we now? Main points.
Okay, we're waiting to see what the government is going to come up with, if we're going to have a deal or no deal. If we've got no deal, we're just immediately after 29th of March, we're third country nationals. Are they going to be able to get everything in place for us? They will try, I'm sure, so that we can update our certificate under the foreigners regime. They've already said that, unless they change their minds. That's under the non-EU, which is totally different system. You can update there. And you find that on our website to see how you update as a non-EU. If we have a deal, thank God we have another 2 years breather. At least we'll know we have a deal. I don't like this uncertainty. Nobody likes this uncertainty. It's very unfair that we're so near the withdrawal date and we don't know what either we're going to update under the withdrawal agreement or the foreigners regime. It's really is shameful for a lot of people, very worried.
But one thing we can all agree on is get your residency, get your paper up to even the ambassador, and you could agree on that point.
Yes, I agree with, he disagreed with me. I didn't disagree with him. I've got more respect than that.
You think you'll ever get invited to another one on Summers again?
Well, I've actually said I won't be going because
Get it, I've got 10 seconds. Myra, thank you so much. Citizens Advice Bureau, find you on Facebook. Thank you very much for your time today.